The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. Happy Easter. Today's Sunday, April 12th. Nice, beautiful Easter Sunday here. Hope it's nice where you are. Should be able to get out and have your Easter egg hunt in your own yard, at least. Only got a couple of things this morning. Going to be really quick so I can get to my Easter brunch. So I was listening to Comic Talk today, yesterday, and one of the things that Dustin talks about is John Cena posting Man of War pictures, XO Man of War pictures. I hadn't seen that, so I grabbed my phone and went right to it, started looking into it, looked it up. CBR had it, Comic Book Resources, and I saw it in a few other places. And that got me really excited because new to the Valiant Universe, this is one of my favorite books because I'm only reading two of them as of right now. I happened to get a few of these books before the virus hit. I've read a few of the Bloodshot books before the virus hit, and I absolutely love XO because I love the artwork is great. It's fantastic. It's so colorful, but the book is so much fun. Eric is such a, well, I guess I should say a sarcastic character. I love the humor of the book, never mind the action and the stories, but I love the character's humor and the sarcasm. It's a lot of fun, and that's why I wanted to talk about this morning, is because I think John Cena would be a great person for this role. It's the Valiant Universe. I don't mean to diminish it, but it's going to be a step down from like the MCU or something. And John Cena is, I think this is a great role for him to get out there and play a character and bring that character to life and bring himself some notoriety for playing this character. But I also think it will bring this character out, much like Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man, clearly different level. But I think seeing John Cena in all his different roles, like in Bumblebee, I wasn't crazy about him in that one. But in Daddy's Home, he was a riot. In Trainwreck, that role there showed me that he's like, he'll do anything. He'll do anything for a laugh. But he also played Ewan O'Hara on Psych. And that was years ago, like 2012, 10, something, a while ago. And it's actually Juliet's brother on the show, played by Maggie Lawson. And in the Psych universe, that actually makes John Cena William Shatner's son. So if you follow Psych at all, you'll know how that all plays out. But anyways, seeing him in Psych, I actually thought he did a fairly decent job of acting. And I think playing Eric, he would be able to, he could bring that sarcasm, he could bring that humor, he could bring that fish out of water type of environment to the role. And I just like, and the other thing is, I like the idea that he's even putting these pictures out, whether he gets the role or not. It sounds like there are people talking about this, and maybe he's doing this to promote himself for the role. So I think that's encouraging in itself, in that whether he gets it or not, there's something coming. There's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire type thing. And that's really cool, because how much I love Bloodshot. By the way, I've watched it again. I bought it again on Roku so I could compare it, but that's something from my other podcast. But then Harbinger's already supposedly in development at Paramount, and this would be the third movie, which I believe Dustin said over on Comic Talk today. But that would be really cool. Really cool to have that Valiant Universe up on the big screen. I think it would bring a ton of notoriety, ton of exposure to the books, because that's what it did for me. Obviously, I knew what the books were. If you heard me talk about it earlier in the podcast, I knew Valiant existed. But once this movie came out, or the talk of the movie got me going on Bloodshot, and then talking with different people, Martin at the Nerdy Legion, and try this, try that. And I'm really, really loving it. This virus hit, and I would probably be buying way more. Same with AWA books. I'm very excited about these two studios and trying, you know, anyways, we all know what's going on. One last little bit of news that I heard last night. CBR had a report saying that the Cassian Andor show on Disney Plus had been working for weeks on that show. They had a report from, I believe it was a special effects supervisor or something, but he said something to the gist of like they were weeks into development and working on the show. They were ready to go to principal photography actually in a few weeks or something like that, but they were working over in the UK and everything got shut down. But as I read the article, they were like, I'm not sure if they're even saying there should be a delay yet. I don't know. It's scheduled for 2021, so maybe it's far enough off that there shouldn't be too much of a delay. But after having just done a deep dive on Rogue One, that one I'm really interested in right now, that caught my eye looking online last night. So, all right, really short today. Happy Easter, everybody. That's it. John and I will be back tomorrow with our very exciting surprise movie that we're doing. Trying to keep things light, keep things suspenseful here. But have a great Easter, everybody. Have a great Sunday, and I'll see you then. Take it easy. Stay safe. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.